And I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is with the Santa Fe New Mexican, and he is with us here every once in a while, speaking of the arts. Where is he?
I'm right here. I'm divine and delighted and dilapidated. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, that's great to see you.
It's great to see you, too.
Thanks. You look enchanting and embalmed. So
embalmed?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So what are we talking about? The holiday art stuff?
Yeah, holiday art stuff.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Well, first of all, if you see the Pasatiempo cover.
It's Santa Claus.
En Español, conquista los marcianos.
Los marcianos.
Suprema
Santa Claus
diversión.
Conquers the Martians.
Yeah, it's a great movie from 1964, and it plays at the Jean Cocteau tonight at 11 o'clock. And the next day, so if you want to go see this great 1960s movie where Santa Claus gets kidnapped and goes to Mars, because the Martian kids need a Santa Claus, and then hijinks ensue, it's right there for you.
Hijinks ensue?
Yeah.
Really?
Anytime you're involved with me, hijinks ensue.
Yeah, well, I know that.
I even go for lowjinks. Well, you take the hijinks, and I'll take the lowjinks.
So what else is happening? I just got a note from the Taos Art Museum that December 21st, tomorrow at 1 p.m., they're having an artist demonstration of Pueblo pottery done by Pam Lujan Hauer in Nikolai Fetchin's historic studio. So if you were up there, she's a member of the Taos Pueblo tribe and is a very distinguished artist. So free demonstration open to the public mañana.
Last chance to go see the exceptional production of A Christmas Carol at the Santa Fe Playhouse, directed by the late and very beloved Dan Garrity. It's about a 70-minute long, slightly comic spin on the classic tale. It's got a theatrical bent to it. It's really enjoyable. Even if you know the story, you think, I know everything. They do a really beautiful, imaginative job with an excellent cast. It's perfect. I was there one night with kids in the audience. They loved it. Teens in the audience, they loved it. And older people like it. It's a really good show. 7:30 tonight and Saturday. 4 p.m. Sunday. They might be close to selling out, so call them, 988-4262. The Playhouse is downtown on DeVarga Street. And while I'm talking theater, Annie, the Musical Theater Works, are presenting Annie. You know, the sun will come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Even though it's supposed to snow on Sunday, so to say. Anyway, that's at the Greer Garson Theater, and that runs through the weekend, 946-0488. Actually, it runs through December 29th.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's what I say. Well, goodbye.
And what about the cat of the week?
The cat. Where's the kitty cat of the week? Go ahead.
I got the cat of the week.
Get ready for the purring.
The cat featured this week is called Sir Paws. He was rescued during one of the trap, neuter, and release operations that Felines and Friends does here in Santa Fe, and he's a tame kitten living in a feral cat colony.
Meow.
He's playful and outgoing, and he purrs on contact, just like Robert Knott. And
that's funny.
And he can be very vocal.
Oh,
he is a handsome boy with a short black and white tuxedo coat.
Uh-huh.
And Shamu facial markings. I have no idea what that means, but anyway, he's got them.
I got shampoo facial markings because I didn't get out of the shower fast enough this morning.
Well, I can tell. But he's about 5 months old. If you want to adopt that little kitty, Sir Paws, you can call 316-2281 in the 505 area code, or you can write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, or you can go to their website.
I hope there's a puppy of the week we can do later, and then
you know,
pant.
They were sending me dogs of the week a little bit here and there, but nobody's been consistent about it. Whoever wants to send a dog of the week may do so.
Okie doke. The Santa Fe Botanical Garden over on Camino Lejo has a special outdoor lighting event that runs through January 4th. We all love lights at this time of year. We're totally into the farolitos, the luminarias, setting a fire in our own backyard.
Christmas lights on our windows and walls.
Pretty sidewalks. So they've got Glow. That's the name of the show. It's a special outdoor lighting event through Thursday through Saturday, running through January 4th, and you're going to see some ceramic work by Christy Hengst. It's 5 to 8 p.m. I would think the kids would love it. Again, teens would love it. I think people of all ages would love it. Santa Fe Botanical Garden on Camino Lejo. Let me give you a phone number. 471-9103.
And speaking of Santa Fe Botanical Gardens, I was downtown yesterday doing a little bit of Christmas shopping, and I went to a very nice store on Galisteo Street called 10,000 Villages.
Huh.
And they are tomorrow from 1 to 5 doing a benefit for the Santa Fe Botanical Gardens.
Oh, nice.
It's, let's see, tomorrow 1 to 5 Community Shopping Day. And so a percentage of whatever you purchase will benefit the Botanical Gardens, and they'll also be celebrating the winter solstice with refreshments and all kinds of things. And it's a fair trade store, so they actually pay the artisans who make the work and stuff like that, and it's full of charming, lovely things.
Good. If you give me a minute or two, I'll list off a variety of events happening Christmas Eve. Let's assume you don't want to stay in. You're afraid Santa Claus isn't going to come because you've been naughty. Now that we've got me off the list.
You are off the list.
Yes.
You've never been naughty.
No.
You've only been nice.
I'm expecting some elves.
Hijinks notwithstanding.
I hope some little vixens come by to see me Christmas Eve. All right. Canyon Road Christmas Eve walk. We know all about it. It starts around dusk. If you're visiting town, it's a wonderful thing to go walk on. It's crowded. Do not bring your dogs, please. I did that once rather stupidly. The dog was a mess, and people were not happy.
No.
You head up a canyon road. You just enjoy the walking. Remember, it's going to be impossible to drive around that area. They're going to be closing the streets. But you should also know that if you want to go to a concert, that the Santa Fe Pro Musica is presenting a Baroque ensemble of A Baroque Christmas. That's at the Loretto Chapel at 6 and 8 p.m. You got to pay to get in. 988-1234. The Paso Tiempo has a story on this event on page 26, and I can't go without mentioning the Santa Fe Concert Association's family concert series that day. It's actually Christmas Eve. I think they're doing the dress rehearsal at 2 p.m., so, and it's not too expensive to get in, so it may be an afternoon Christmas Eve down at the Lenzic dress rehearsal of their concert series.
And then the real one is a little bit later in the afternoon, which we go to every year.
What time's it at? 5?
I forget.
Okay. I think it's 5 o'clock. Caroline Goulding, the violinist, is going to be doing some music of Beethoven. Did he do A White Christmas? Was he the guy that wrote that song?
Beethoven?
Yeah.
No, the answer to that question is no.
That wasn't him on the piano, like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
You know, it's just really great to know that. Uh-huh. Bing Crosby. All right, so Heidi Lowen. Treasures in Red and Gold.
Ooh,
curled, furled,
tonight,
and swirled. Tonight. Porcelain sculptures. Tonight from 5 to 7.30 is the opening, and tomorrow from 12 to 5 the gallery is open, and that gallery is at 315 Johnson Street, and she's a force of nature and always has beautiful stuff there.
Let's plug a few other gallery openings tonight. It's a quiet night for gallery openings, but there's still five or six. If you do go on Canyon Road, Abate, A-B-B-A-T-E, Fine Art at 713 has a Winter's Walk show, 5 to 8. And we talked about Heidi on Johnson Street. Matthew's Gallery up on Canyon Road is doing Deck the Walls. That's a cool title.
That's nice. I can't believe I haven't heard that a million times. It's the first time I've heard that one.
Patina Gallery on Palace is doing Delicacies. That's jewelry by Barbara Heinrich. Reception 5 to 7. And then Tansy Contemporary has a show of work by Patrick McGrath, Munoz, reception 5 to 7. And there's actually a story about that Tansy Contemporary exhibit in the Paso Tiempo today.
Excellent. And
what time is it?
What time is it?
Yeah.
It's 8:42.
Is there a weather report or anything for people driving in their cars that want to know what's going on?
What?
Like, why don't you ever stop to do the time and the weather for people whose radios aren't working?
Because if their radios are working, they're already listening.
What if the radios aren't working?
Then they're not listening for me to tell them the time and the weather.
I'm not talking anymore.
The Girls in the Band is a new documentary
oh
that tells the poignant, untold stories of female jazz and big band instrumentalists and their groundbreaking journeys to overcome discrimination from the late 30s to the present day. And it opens today for a two-week run, and we are giving away a pair of tickets. The second person to call 428-1382 will get a pair of tickets to go see this, and I always say it, if you get the tickets, make sure you go, and if you call, don't call unless you really are going to go.
It sounds great. I mean, it sounds
yeah.
like a really great film if you're interested in that era of the women band who are so overlooked. And Lauren Bienvenu wrote a really good review of it in the Paso Tiempo today. I'll plug another movie. I kind of like it, but kind of didn't, but I'll bring it up for people who like Mary Poppins, and that's Saving Mr. Banks with Tom Hanks and
Banks
Emma Thompson.
By Hanks.
And it's the story of how the author Travers of Mary Poppins really had to fight, for lack of a better term, with Disney to get the movie made. and how he sort of corrupted her vision, but at the same time brought her a certain fame. And I half like the picture. Some of it works, some of it doesn't. I would still recommend it, even though people read 2.5 stars. That usually means above average to me, but not really quite good. It's a strangely disturbing picture if you like the original Mary Poppins, because it makes you rethink the whole thing.
By the original Mary Poppins, do you mean the movie or the book?
Yeah, the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would recommend that anybody who goes and sees or even thinks about Mary Poppins immediately goes and reads the books, which are fantastic.
There's 8 or 9 of them, all written in
the
30s.
Yeah, just read the first one, whatever. But I remember when I first read the first Harry Potter book, I thought, why does this sound familiar? And it was because it's the
Mary
exact
Poppins.
Same style. It's Mary Poppins.
It's Mary Poppins, the whole series.
Yeah.
People forget she wrote 8 or 9 of them.
Yeah. It is, and I'm not talking about plot as much as the style in which it's written and that kind of
the magic.
It's like British magical realism, essentially.
I like that. That's a good way to put it. Let's go from that to Mel Brooks. How can you not like Mel Brooks? Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein. They're going to be part of the Flicks and Chopsticks programming, which includes Chinese food from Yummy Cafe. I am not making this up. From the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival. It's 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, a double feature at the CCA on Christmas Day. I am probably going to go see this. Wonderful.
Excellent.
So 2 and 4 o'clock, CCA, Blazing Saddles, followed by Young Frankenstein, followed by Chinese Food. I cannot think of a better Christmas. I'm on my way there. I saw these movies in the cinema when I was a teenager, and I just thought, you know, they were the best thing in the world.
Blazing Saddles is a classic.
And Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, they both are classics. Journey Santa Fe presents Yule Solstice Festivus Celebration.
I'll do what? You said Yule.
No, Y-U-L-E, as in Yule Law.
Oh, I thought I was going to do some solsticing. You're like,
no,
Yule
you'll
solstice.
Do you'll do Festivus. It's on Sunday at 11 o'clock, and cookies, kids, carols, luminarias, farolitos, and all these kinds of good things. They're just doing a celebration to capture the beauty of the season and express gratitude for all of the people who go to Collected Works Store and Collected Works itself. Another great year of presentations and conversations.
Am I allowed to plug commercialism if it has like a literary bent to it, since you brought that up?
Go for it.
The Pasta Tempo has a really nice subtext column by Jennifer Levin. And basically, she called some local bookstores and asked them for like recommendations for gifts or for good reads, and it's a really interesting list. I mean, so, you know, Collected Works, Beehives, Garcia Street Books, and Gerald Peters Gallery Bookstore actually all sort of pitch these interesting book ideas. If you're looking for last minute book gifts, or you just want to go to a bookstore and buy some books, I love the column. It's a great idea, and I want to honor all the local bookstores. You know, I'm taking all of next week off, and I'm serious. I've got like 3 books to read, and I love Christmas to New Year's. I take that time off usually.
Yeah.
My birthday falls in there, which I don't want anybody to know about, so don't say a word.
I won't talk about the day before New Year's Eve at all.
Don't say nothing about my birthday coming up. And I'm just going to do a lot of reading and sit around in my pajamas.
Are you going to be 38 again?
I shall never be 38 again. I don't even think I'll be 48 again. No, I love my age. I love getting older. It's working for me.
Yeah.
I got no issue with it. And I like having my birthday at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because you don't turn old to the end of the year. Now, somebody who's born like January 5th or 7th or 17th or something, that's a different story. Oh, real quick, can we talk movies again?
We can, but first, I have to tell you
that
the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet is presenting The Nutcracker, which is a lavish and magical production for the whole family. A cast of over 100 with surprises in every scene. And it's this weekend, the 21st and 22nd, Saturday and Sunday at the Lenzik. You can get more information at AspenSantaFeBallet.com, and they always do a wonderful job.
They do, but my problem with the Nutcracker, as well as A Christmas Carol, even though I'm plugging these shows, is the same problem I have whenever I watch movies about the Titanic, because you always know how they're going to end.
Well, have you watched Casablanca more than once?
And The Wizard of Oz, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess.
Okay, go ahead and talk about White Christmas. Let's just move right along.
Which I've seen 5 times and I know how it ends. It's at the Lenzik on the 27th. That's interesting.
You can maybe if you yell at the movie screen really loud, they'll do something different this time.
It's 2 o'clock.
He's turning red. It's
two
okay.
day, It's 2 days after Christmas. Who wants to see a Christmas movie 2 days after Christmas? Anyway, it's a matinee. If you're dreaming of a white Christmas 2 days after Christmas, it's at the Lentic. Followed at 7 o'clock by The Wonderful Lawrence of Arabia on the big screen. 35mm prints, which I love, not DVD. Of course, the wonderful Peter O'Toole, who's in Lawrence of Arabia, just passed away.
I know.
But we'll always have Bing and Danny Kaye in white Christmas. Lentic, 2 days.
Peter O'Toole, talk about force of nature. What a great actor.
I know, and the guy who played Billy Jack died this week, too. Remember him? Tom Laughlin?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, see? He's a great actor, too.
Yeah, well. At Opposite Bookstore this weekend, I just went in there yesterday, and it's a wonderful place in their new location, which isn't even that new, but I haven't been there for a long time. Anyway, they're having local favorite Trent Zelazny reading People Person, and Melissa White reading Dizzy Sushi at 3 o'clock. And they said this weekend, I'm assuming that they mean tomorrow, Saturday at 3 o'clock. But it doesn't say. You can look at opsit.com for more information. And then in Las Vegas, New Mexico, at Tome on the Range, at Saturday at 2 o'clock, they have Elizabeth Rose signing copies of her children's book, Dottie Ditties and Daft Doggerels. And that's 158 Bridge Street in downtown Las Vegas.
Can I show you this ad, and can you tell me briefly, is this fake CGI, or do you think that's a real picture of those animals to the right? There's a kitty cat and a puppy
dog? There's a kitty cat wearing a Christmas hat and a puppy dog wearing a Christmas hat, and one of them is licking milk and a glass of milk, and the other one is licking a plate of food.
Bones.
CGI. Computer graphics. I don't know.
That's not real?
I have no idea.
Okay. Remember when you used to get mad at me when I found, like, the lingerie ads in this?
I didn't get mad at you. I just pointed it out to our listeners.
If you want to go dancing tonight, the DJ at the dance station is doing varied DJed music, 7:30 to 9. You can get a class at 7. Over at Chispa de Amazon is Three Faces of Jazz, 7:30. I want to plug La Fiesta Lounge at La Fonda, which has Nosotros, salsa music.
Yay.
The Nacho Mendez Trio is over at La Posada doing some Pan Latin rhythm, 6:30. You want to head down to the Mine Shaft? They're doing Ashley Rain's Americana Blues and Roots, 8 o'clock. Second Street Brewery has Country Blues Review at 6. Second Street at the Rail Yard, a little different, has Hot Honey. Country and Americana. And finally, Vanessa has Zenobia, 7 o'clock, call for cover charge.
Excellent.
Some good dancing tonight, and I think also tomorrow.
Excellent. And don't forget Salsa at the Lodge.
Oh, yes.
Which
is that Friday nights or
every,
Saturday?
It's every Friday night. Okay. And what time is that at? I don't even... Let's see. If it's the same as it's always been, it's 9:30 until 1 a.m. And 21 and over. And...
Did you pitch Coro de Camara doing Christmas lights?
Go ahead.
Thanks. Saturday, 2 o'clock, free. First Presbyterian Church downtown on Grand Avenue.
Coro de Camara?
Si, Coro de Camara doing choral performance. Christmas lights, 2 o'clock tomorrow, free. First Presbyterian Church, which is a beautiful church down on Grant Avenue.
Oh, that's a wonderful place to hear music, and it's just a really nice place to go.
It is.
Chamber Choir. The Fiber Arts Holiday Trunk Show, local fiber artisans offering Northern New Mexico original designs, is December 23rd. I have to do my math. What is that, Monday? Monday, from 1 to 6 o'clock at Hotel Chimayo de Santa Fe, which is on Washington Avenue, and 15% of sales will benefit the Española Valley Fiber Arts Center.
Nice.
Yeah.
There's a holiday star party. You didn't bring that up, did you?
No.
Saturday night. You go to Hyde Memorial State Park Visitor Center, 740 Hyde Park Road. It's very inexpensive per vehicle, 6 to 8 p.m., and basically you get to see a green laser tour of the bright stars and the constellations. You also get to see some close-up views of star clusters, nebulae, and galaxies through telescopes. You meet on the terrace behind the historic Hyde Park Lodge. You wear a red dress, and I'll wear a carnation on my lapel. And I'll see you there.
I'll Saturday meet night. You behind the lodge, Robert Knight.
Ooh, I know. I'll warm you up.
And let's see. The Santa Fe Music Collective presents Susan Abbott at the Museum Hill Cafe tonight. Susan Abbott on vocals, Bert Dalton on piano, Andrew Zadrozny on bass, and John Trenacosta on drums. And doors open at 6, concert starts at 7. For more information, 983-6820.
Do you think because it's Christmas time and we're Santa Fe that Santa Claus pays more attention, like Santa Claus Santa Fe?
You know what you call Santa's elves? Subordinate clauses.
Okay, let's keep going here. We got...
Ask a good question, get a great answer.
Let's say it's after Christmas and you don't know what to do. The house is a mess, the bills are piling up, you've got people wanting to repossess your vehicle, all of which suggest that you live in my house. There's going to be a Gregorian chant and Renaissance concert at 7 p.m. Thursday in the Loreto Chapel, and they're calling it Away in a Manger. So you do have to pay to get in, but that should be a beautiful evening and a beautiful sight, Loreto Chapel. That's Thursday night, 7 p.m. And that same day, if I may plug the George O'Keefe Museum's look closer, there's going to be an art talk at lunchtime. I don't know what it's about. It doesn't say in the Paso Tiempo listings. The Paso Tiempo listings are great. Calendar's looking good. But anyway, 12:30 Thursday, George O'Keefe has a brief lunchtime discussion of art talk. So head on over there. It's free. I don't know if you bring your own lunch or what.
And tomorrow is the annual holiday party at the Pueblo de Abiquiú Library and Cultural Center. It's from 4 to 6:30 at the Parish Hall across the plaza from the library. And you can enjoy home-cooked food, music by Don Bernardo y Los Últimos Band, book table, handmade ornaments, and tickets are not too expensive, and you can purchase them in advance or at the door. So lots of good stuff at the Pueblo de Abiquiú Library and Cultural Center, or at least benefiting them. I guess it's across the plaza there.
I don't know if this is the last weekend or next weekend of Madrid Christmas and holiday festivities. They have this beautiful Madrid Christmas. There's a Christmas parade, a Town of Lights display. There's a mule stagecoach ride. Santa Claus usually pops in. Just head on down to Madrid. It's a roughly 30-minute drive south down Cerritos Road, which turns into New Mexico 14. You can eat down there, drive carefully. Some discussion of snow on Sunday night, not too much, but that shouldn't stop you from going to Madrid for the Madrid Christmas.
The discussion of snow shouldn't stop you. The snow might stop you.
Sometimes the discussion of snow slows me right down.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. The Santa Fe Humane Society and Animal Shelter is looking for people to come out and walk dogs. That'd be nice. 983-4309. Santa Fe Humane Society and Animal Shelter off 599. Master Gardener Training. The Master Gardener Program is starting a little class. 16-week training starts in early February. Deadline is the end of December. I'm going to give you a phone number. 471-4711. And St. Elizabeth Shelter is looking for some help with meal preparation at the emergency shelters, other duties as well. You can call Rosario over there at the shelter, St. Elizabeth Shelter, 982-6611. And if I can make one more such plug, Santa Fe Stories is looking for submissions on material about the post-World War II era in Santa Fe. Check out santafestories.com. They're taking submissions through April.
Excellent. And I got a note from Robin Berry, a local Santa Fe artist who is showing her oil paintings, a show called A Patterned World, now through December 30th at the Southside Library.
Oh, nice.
And go check it out. The libraries do such a great job, and local artists have different places to display their work.
Okay, it's Sunday afternoon. The kids have been out of school for 2 days. They're anxious about Santa Claus. Christmas doesn't come for 3 days. You think everything's going to be great. You're stressing out. What do you do with the little, with the little young, lovely little children from 1 to 4 o'clock on Sunday? Well, you take these little miscreants over to the New Mexico Museum of Art, where they have the Children's Treasure Hunt, a photo opportunity with the Bauman Marionette, Arts and Crafts. It's the Gustav Bauman Marionette Show. I think...
Bauman.
Huh?
Bauman.
Okay, Bauman. You say Bauman and I say Bauman. 1 to 4 p.m. That includes a puppet show or two. These guys are so cute. They do a little Christmas show. I always sit in the back and I tend to cry like I do at the end of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's another one that I don't care how it ends because I watch it every time. You're right. I shouldn't have been so harsh on those good shows. But the Titanic's depressing, so. But never mind that. Anyway, get back to the Bauman stuff. 1 to 4 p.m. Sunday. Take your kids over to the museum. I believe it's free.
It's so worth
What's
doing.
What's that music?
It's the music that tells us it's time to go, but not before we tell you about Harp Strings and Bells. Let us ring in your holy days today from 5:30 to 6. High Desert Harps and the Bell Choir at First Presbyterian Church on 208 Grand Avenue.
Silver bells. You have a great holiday weekend, gal.
You have a great holiday, too. And don't forget all your local movie theaters. Great stuff happening at the CCA. I don't know if you saw the film American Promise, but that's a terrific one.
As soon as Christmas is over, I'm going to be naughty again.
Well, that's really good to know, and we expect a full report on the air when you return.
Can I come back next year?
Sure.
That's not too far away.
No, it is not.
You look beautiful.
Robert Knott is with
Tickle me. She's tickling.
Yeah, but you haven't started purring, so it's I'm not actually... I'm not doing anything, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Knott is with the Santa Fe New Mexican. He writes articles about education and the arts from time to time. And he's with us, speaking of the arts, and he's got stuff in this current Pasatiempo, and he's got a big grin on his face, and he's purring.
Because I'm getting excited about Christmas passing so I can be a miscreant again.
Excellent. Well, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte.
I know your name.
We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. And please write and say hello. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. And after that, jazz. Robert Knott, Merry Christmas.
You too. You really do look radiant and rather radioactive.
Bye.